Carlitos. Carlitos, you know I don't normally do this, man. I don't normally call you out of the blues. Okay, out of the blue sky. Blue sky. Oh, blue sky. Now I'm hungry. Why am I thinking about arroz imperial, maduros, maybe some tortones on top of that, maybe a little bit of sopa pollo cubana style. You never had a... Have you ever... Those of you that may be listening in the audio, because I know Carlitos is going to play this, do you? Have you ever had a very good Cuban soup? There is nothing like a good Cuban soup. That is the best thing that could drip down your throat. I'm going to leave that one alone because that could get us fired, censored, and blocked from all media channels. I will leave that one alone. Anyway, Carlito, what are we doing? Oh, my goodness, birthday hurricanes. Oh, you know they lost to Yoya Tejis. Yoya Ataques. The Ataques from Yoya. Yellow Yaquis with the Chacacito Yellow. Amarillo. Ay, the little bossy boss, the beast. Bossing beast. Ah, the birds and the bees. We gotta be lesson on the birds and the bees because we took a ride in the papaya. That's what we did. We took a ride of the yam shoots. Huh? The hurricanes because Mario didn't want to take a knee. Why? Why Mario? Oh my goodness. All he had to do was tell Tyler the Van Dykes to take the snap and put his little bitty bitty knees on the grass. Huh? Touch the ball, touch the grass, game over. Hurricanes 5-0. But what do we do? What do we do? We hand the ball over to Don Cheadle. And let me tell you, folks, I like him as a running back. But I gotta be honest, I don't know about Don Cheadle as a warmonger in the Marvel movies. Okay? I prefer the first guy. The guy with the light eyes. He was in that pimping movie. What's his name? Terrence Howard. Howard the Duck. I don't remember. Anyway, Don Cheadle fumbled the ball. Supposedly fumbled the ball. Because as we all saw, his elbow, his hip, his chin, his neck, his back, his neck and his back hit the ground first before the ball came loose. And the referee ruled it a fumble. But you don't leave it to chance. You do not leave it to chance the rapper to make a decision and give the ball to the zebras, the referees, and let them make a decision. You don't do that. You take the win, as ugly as it was, and you go home. I learned that many times when I was a younger man, when Raulito used to go to La Covacha and dance his ass off and shake it like a salt shakers and shake his money makers. At the end of the night, 3 a.m, you're looking around the club. And let me tell you something. The pickings is a slim shady, okay? The pickings are a slim shady, and you gotta go home with somebody, or else you'll be singing con los cinco latinos at night. And sometimes, you know, it just the cinco latinos, they ain't no good. They're a good little band. They're good, you know? Sometimes you want that instead of a DJ, you know, a little live band. But, brother, nothing's better than having the real thing. It's all about the real thing, baby. So, you know, when the pickings is slim chatty, you go with what you got. Sometimes victory is ugly. Which reminds me, well, one time in that Covacha that I picked up a girl named Victoria at about 3 a.m. Estaba fea como recoño su madre. But guess what? Raul got the victory. It was ugly. Victoria was bad. But it was good at the end of the day. A W is a W. If you know what I mean, okay? Take the W, Mario. Then, what do? We allow Georgia the Test, the Tex-Mex Georgia, to go and to place 75 yards, which they had not gained, all game, 75 yards, in two place for the touchdowns, and the Hurricanes lose. Okay. Fine. As my brother used to say, She happens. Okay? So we move on to Norte de Carolinas. The Tar Heels. Okay? They got that quarterbacks, Dre Mace. Dre is going to be May. And he's a really good guy. But you know what we're doing? We're pounding him. We're pounding Drake into the ground. We're pounding Drake like his child support payments. Like Drake's child support payments. That's what we're doing. We're pounding him into the ground. And we look like we're going to win this game. We're up 17-14 at the half. Raulito's feeling good. A little bit of beer here. A little bit of roncito over there. Tabaquito over there. And I'm talking the cheats. I'm talking all the cheats. And I'm feeling good, baby. We bounce back. We survive. We advance. We are 1-1 in conference going forward. And then the third quarter happens. And I cannot explain the onslaught of just debauchery that North Carolina unleashed with Drake May is going to be made all over the Hurricanes. And Lorenzo Hampton, who used to play for the Dolphins, and I don't know how this guy has eligibility left, Lorenzo Hampton, but he's out there running a ball for North Carolina, and he's got to be like 50, 60 years old, this guy, at least, right? Lorenzo Hampton? Anybody had a starting lineups? Huh? That little figurine? That's right. Raulito had a couple of starting lines. I had the Lorenzo Hamptons. I had Mark Clayton. I had Mark Duber. And, of course, Santo Marino. All hail Santo Marino. So, Lorenzo Hampton is out there running all over the field, getting 300 yards in the third quarter. And all of a sudden, the Hurricanes are down by 21 points. And I'm looking around and I'm like, I don't know what hit us. I don't know what punched me in the face. I don't know what slapped me in the mouth. But it wasn't good. It wasn't good. It wasn't tasty. I can tell you that. It was not a flavor that I appreciated. It was not a sensation that I liked it. No, Raul did not. He did not. We enter the fourth quarter. And, you know, what happened? TBD interception in the third quarters. Former third quarters. I already run to North Carolina, rip TBD from the field, and put myself a quarterback. Because this guy can't hang on to the ball. Okay? Apparently, the only balls this guy hangs on to are Xavier Restrepo's, because he's the only guy he looks at. Okay? Forgive me. That's a little sick. But he does! He hangs on to Restrepo's balls. That's the only thing he does. Anyway. We scored a couple touchdowns at the end, mini list. We finally somehow discovered that Brachardy Smith is fast. So we get him the ball in the fourth quarter. Good job, Shannon the Dawson's Creek. Shannon the Dawson's Creek, our coordinator, which, by the way, Lance Aguirre, a crossing of the Aguirre pitcher. Rob Guidry? Was it Rob Guidry? That was the pitcher for the Yankees back in the day. Yeah, that's his cousin, apparently. He's coming on onto the field, throwing tremendo tantrum, formando tremendo alarde, and gives us a 5-yard penalty on fourth down, giving Carolina a first down and then a touchdown with Lorenzo Hampton. I kind of figure it out. Then Mario, the genius that Mario is, North Carolina is in field goal range, second and 20, right? We're stopping him, then it's third and 20, but there's a penalty. 10-yard holdings, Mario could have backed him up 10 more yards and made it second and 30, but no, he keep it. 3rd and 20, and we gave up a touchdown. All right, Mario, have you not learned anything from doing now? You always back that ass up. You always back that ass up. Okay? Ay, mi mano. I said, Carlito, I got nothing left in me, man. I got nothing left in me. Just like a Xavier Restrepo's balls after TVD gets found, dumbfounded them. Ay, que malo soy. All right, that's enough. Go, Kansas.